You know, like, oh God, they didn't have to come too. All right. Okay, thanks. Guys, bye. See ya. I'll take it. I can handle it from here. And he's lugging the stuff in the house. It's for him. Verse 25. And he went in and he stood by his Lord Elijah. And Elijah said to him, where you been? And he said, your servant did not go here or there. And he said to him, did not my heart go out with them when the men turned from his chariot to meet you? Elijah knew by the Spirit exactly what happened. Elijah knew by the Spirit exactly what happened. You know, Holy Spirit will still do that in our lives today for our children. For even in situations, God will show you things. Don't get suspicious and paranoid and make stuff up. Get free from that. But God really will show you things. I mean, I know I've told the story a lot of times, but Ashley, raise your hand. My Ashley Michael story. Ashley and Mike, that's my niece. No, you were little. Ashley and Michael, they were probably maybe 3 years old, three or four. And I was watching Ashley. This is the bird story. The bird lived. And I don't know about, they may have been even four or five, I don't know, somewhere in that little kid's age. And they were down, our playroom was down at the end of the hall. And we had a bird. It's a canary. And I'm down in the master bedroom, you know, putting on makeup and kind of enjoying the peace and quiet. And I had the doors open so I could kind of hear, and it sounded okay. And the Holy Spirit said, get up and get down there right now. And I'm like, oh, they're being good. Get up and get down there right now. So I ran down the hall. Here's Michael and Ashley, just big smiles on their faces, plucking the feathers off the bird. Like, and I flip out like, ah, leave the bird alone. You don't want a spirit of murder, you know. It's a little hyper-spiritual back then. So I grabbed the bird and said, okay, you guys have to pray for the bird. They're crying by now. Oh, we didn't mean it. You're in a murder frenzy here. Break the power of this. So they prayed for the bird, and we put the bird up, and the bird was fine. Pride was wounded, looked a little pitiful. I have a worse bird story, and this one was bad. When Mitchell was little, there was this dead bird in our backyard, and we were just learning all this faith stuff. So Mitchell was only about three. So Mitchell goes over and he's crying. He says, I want this bird to live. I said, oh, okay. So he said, let's pray for the bird. He may be four. So he picked the bird up. We're praying for the bird. The bird ain't living. So he turns the other way and I throw the bird over the fence. And then when he turns back around, I'm like, the bird flew away. And that's not the right way to do it, but he thought it was very cool. I had to tell him later the bird was dead and I threw it over the fence. But I just didn't want to disappoint him, you know? But the Holy Spirit will show you these things. He'll convict you of lying about the dead bird thing. Bird flew, praise God. Daddy, guess what? John's like. I said, you don't know. Maybe after it got over the fence, it took off. I was just trying to help it. You know how they help the guy out of the wheelchair? Come on. Phew. So anyway. And Elijah says to them, did not my heart go out when these men turned from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to take silver? There is a time to take silver and garments and olives and vineyards and flocks and herds, male and slaves, but is this the time? He's saying, it's okay, Elijah. It's okay to need these things. It's okay for God to bless you with these things, but you have to know when it's the time. And this was not the time. And then leprosy, the very leprosy of Naaman, he prophesied over him at the Holy Spirit's leading. The prophecy of Naaman shall cleave to you and to your seed forever. And he went out from there being a leper. Wow, there's a lot in that story, isn't it? It's not a story. This really happened, and God still does stuff today that's this powerful. I believe when you serve the spirit of mammon, it can open you up to the spirit of infirmity. I believe it can be one of the ways that the enemy brings sickness to you. So we really want to get this out of our heart.